ready? Oh, okay, sorry. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. Will the clerk please take the roll?
Vice Chair Phelan?
Here.
Vice Chair Cordham?
Here.
Representative Baum?
Here.
Representative Bertolio?
Here.
Representative Brockman?
Here.
Representative Frazier?
Excused.
Representative Green?
Here.
Representative Perry?
Top of the morning to you. I'm here.
Representative Rexton?
Here.
Representative Running Wolf?
Excused.
Representative F. Smith?
Excused.
Representative Sprunger?
Here.
Representative Staffman?
Excused.
Representative Walsh?
Here.
Representative Weatherwax? Excused. Representative Yakovich?
Present.
Representative Worth?
Here.
Chair Dooling?
Here. Good morning, everyone. I believe this is going to be our last committee hearing, I think. So let's go ahead and get started. We'll open up the hearing for Senate Joint Resolution Number 19, Senator Bogner.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Ken Bogner. I represent Senate District 19, which is southeast Montana, including my hometown of Miles City. During the 2017 legislative session, House Bill 271 was passed, which established the Montana Honor and Remember Act. And that recognizes family members of military servicemen and servicewomen who have been killed in service or declared missing in action by giving them an honor and remember medallion, which I have and I will pass out. And a part of that act, once it was established in 2017, family members submit servicemen and women who have, as I mentioned, been killed in action or missing in action to be honored and remembered. And as a part of that is the medallion I mentioned. The resolutions in previous sessions have covered most of those individuals. Now that those have reduced, there has been one name that has been submitted in the last couple years, and that is from Warrant Officer Michael L. Bradley. And if you go to the resolution, you can look on line 22 there, the whereas clause. I'll read that as I think it really summarizes the importance of this Honor and Remember Act and medallion that would be presented to him, his family. So Michael L. Bradley, he was from Eureka. He served in the United States Army and was killed in action on September 27th, 1970 in the Republic of Vietnam. So to that line, whereas Warrant Officer Bradley distinguished himself while serving as a pilot aboard a helicopter ambulance during rescue operations near Quang Tri. After receiving an urgent request for assistance in locating a downed Allied helicopter, Mr. Bradley and his crew immediately boarded their helicopter and sped to the area of the crash. Ignoring the extremely bad weather that made flying conditions very hazardous, Mr. Bradley refused to abandon the search for the downed aircraft. Applying all his knowledge as a skilled aviator, Mr. Bradley flew his aircraft amid the extremely poor weather conditions for over 2 hours in search of the Allied helicopter. During the search, the helicopter was thrown violently out of control by the turbulent weather, and he was fatally injured in the ensuing crash. That is who this resolution will honor this legislative session, and so I ask for your support in honoring and remembering Michael Bradley. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bogner. Do we have proponents to Senate Joint Resolution 19?
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Kelly Ackerman. That's A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, and I'm the administrator for Montana Veterans Affairs Division, and I stand as a proponent for this resolution. As you may or may not know, my agency manages this Honor and Remember Act that was signed into law in 2017. And this is one of the greatest honors of my job, is being able to present these medallions to the family members of our fallen soldiers and airmen. From every war. As Senator Bogner had mentioned, we only have one medallion that was presented to a family member during the last biennium. Montana's a big state, and we have a lot of veterans, but having service members who were killed in action or missing in action, this was a very popular bill when it was first announced in 2017, so we've done a lot of medallions. We've presented hundreds of medallions up to this point, and so we're seeing fewer medallions being requested. But this was definitely one of the ones that I remember. In fact, I just presented a family with a medallion for an Iraqi Afghanistan veteran who was killed in action in 2006, I believe it was. So I believe truly in this program, and each legislative session we will bring a list forward to this to the legislators to make sure that you are aware of all of the families who we've presented this medallion to. And I'll be here for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Ackerman. Any other proponents? Do we have any proponents online?
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do we have any opponents in the room? Any opponents online?
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Informational witnesses. Informational witnesses online.
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Representative Brockman.
Madam Chair, I guess a question for the sponsor.
Senator Bogner.
Madam Chair, Representative.
Madam Chair, Senator Bogner, is there a publicly available complete list of all the recipients of this award or this medal?
Madam Chair, Representative, that's a great question, but I am going to defer that question if that is all right.
Ms. Ackerman.
Madam Chair, Representative Brockman, we had a list on our state website, and I will double check to make sure that list is updated. But on our website, which is dma.mt.gov, and you go under MVAD, we have listings of all of our medallion recipients on that website.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Representative Walsh.
Madam Chair, question for Ms. Ackerman.
Ms. Ackerman.
Madam Chair, Representative Walsh.
The opportunity to present these, does it have to be approved by the legislature, or is there another committee or somebody that can nominate people? How do you determine who gets the honor?
Madam Chair, Representative Walsh, my applications come through my office, and I'm the one who reviews all of the applications to determine eligibility, and that paperwork is usually a casualty report or an obituary. Sometimes from World War II, it is an obituary and other documentation from the family. But usually it's a family member that sends an application our way. However, if anybody, in general, anybody can bring to our attention a possible family that is eligible for this award, I would reach out to them and ask them to apply.
Follow up.
I'm sure, Ms. Ackerman, and then you make the decision, or is there an advisory board or those type of things?
Madam Chair, Representative Walsh, in the Honor and Remember Act, the criteria is very clearly listed, and even on the application itself, it's very clearly listed. And if it were questionable, I would contact the board, and I would have our Board of Veterans Affairs help me in making that determination. But typically, it's in the Honor and Remember Act.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Representative or Vice Chair Phelan.
I thank you, Madam Chair, for the sponsor.
Senator Bogner.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, Senator, thank you. for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you, Vice Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Frank Smith.
Ms. Ackerman, please.
Ms. Ackerman.
Madam Chair, Representative Smith.
Madam Chair, Ms. Ackerman, why wasn't this done before? Did you have to wait for your family or something?
Madam Chair, Representative Smith, well, prior to 2017, there was no Honor and Remember Medallion. Those families were probably honored by their branch of service. However, this particular medallion didn't, it had to pass, this act had to pass through the legislative session in 2017. So I'm not really sure what family members did before that time, but since then, since 2017, we've had this medallion.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Senator Bogner, would you like to close?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. A fellow Montanan, Michael, Warrant Officer Michael Bradley, gave his life in service to our nation. So I ask that you honor and remember that service and sacrifice by supporting this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Bogner. That closes the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 19. So next order of business is we will do executive action on Senate Joint Resolution 19 and then also...
Senator?
Oh.
Did you get your medallion?
Oh. And you have somebody that you would like to carry the bill? Okay, thank you. So we'll do executive action on Senate Joint Resolution 19, and then we were also going to take up Senate Bill 565 again. So do you guys need time to meet, caucus? Okay. All right, so we'll open executive action on Senate Joint Resolution 19. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Joint Resolution 19 be concurred in.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Questions been called? I think we'll just go for a voice vote. All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, vote no. And proxies.
Madam Chair, Representatives Running Wolf and Weatherwax vote aye by proxy.
Thank you. Okay, so Senate Joint Resolution 19 passes. And then we'll open... actually, we need to make a motion to reconsider. So go ahead and do that if you would.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to bring up Senate Bill 565. Anyway, I make a motion to reconsider Senate Bill 565.
Thank you. So that's the motion to reconsider Senate Bill 565. As amended, because we tabled it being amended, yes. So we go ahead and vote on that, vote on the reconsideration of it. Okay. Voice vote, that fine? Roll call. Okay, let's do roll call.
Vice Chair Phelan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cordham?
No.
Representative Baum?
Continued no.
Representative Bertolio?
Yes.
Representative Brockman?
Yes.
Representative Frazier? Representative Green?
Yes.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Rexton?
Yes.
Representative Running Wolf?
No by proxy.
Representative F. Smith?
No.
Representative Sprunger?
No.
Representative Staffman?
No.
Representative Walsh?
Yes.
Representative Weatherwax?
No by proxy.
Representative Yakovich?
Yes.
Representative Worth?
Yes.
Chair Dooling?
Yes.
10 ayes, 8 noes.
So, can we get a motion? Let's open executive action on Senate Bill 565 as amended.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to I move Senate Bill 565 as once amended be concurred in.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 565 as amended? Vice Chair Cordham.
Madam Chair, I continue to oppose 6-5 on the grounds huge election change at the last minute during the session. We've turned it down multiple times. It's one of those political gamemanship things that we shouldn't partake of without a study bill. So I'm going to urge the committee.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Anyone else? Any other discussion? Let's go ahead and do a roll call. Raise your hand, please. Representative Staffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Representative Corda, but I want to go further and say this bill is nothing but a blatant attempt to influence the next election for the United States Senate in Montana. This bill was filed in conjunction with 566. They both had the same as the intent, to limit the ability of the Libertarian Party to participate. We have a clearer email chain in the other bill, which shows that this is the work of the National Republican Party. It is a political ploy, it is a power grab, and it's wrong. I urge us to be courageous. I know there's a lot of pressure on many of you. These bills were tabled in the Senate and came off the table. Now they've been tabled here, twice, I think. Please put your courage and what you know is right above the pressure from the National Party. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, question's been called. We'll go do a voice vote again.
Roll call.
Vice Chair Phelan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cordham?
No.
Representative Baum?
No.
Representative Bertolio?
Yes.
Representative Brockman?
Yes.
Representative Frazier?
No.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Rexton?
Yes.
Representative Running Wolf? No. Representative F. Smith?
No.
Representative Sprunger?
No.
Representative Staffman?
No.
Representative Walsh?
Yes.
Representative Weatherwax?
No, by proxy.
Representative Yakovitch?
Yes.
Representative Worth?
Yes.
Chair Dooling?
Yes.
10 ayes, 8 noes.
Thank you. Senate Bill 565 is amended, passes, and goes to the House floor. Thank you, everyone. I know I've said this before, I don't anticipate any more bills dropping, but we still got time. Oh, and a carrier. If nobody wants to, I'll carry it.
I think Staffman would do it.
I'll go ahead and carry it. All right. Okay. So do you have all the proxies that you need for? You're working on that. Okay. So I think we're done. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate everybody coming back. So let's, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.